and Thunder Road, Bruce Springsteen, The Born to Run album from 1975. Ricky Aaron here. Welcome in, my friends. I appreciate you tuning in this evening for a special hour. It is Vinyl Selection. We are playing the entire Born to Run album from beginning to end. Kicked it off right there with the opening track, Thunder Road, which a lot, look at the guitar overdubs in that song alone. It is incredible the amount of time that went into this album. Bruce actually said in an interview, this album became a monster, you know, in making this third album, testing the patience of the E Street Band, the amount of studio time, the amount of energy that put into it. He actually said that he almost gave up and put out a live album, but fortunately he didn't, because it ended up being one of the greatest albums of all time. It's in my top five for sure. I know Rolling Stone magazine did a 500 greatest albums of all time, and it was in the top 20. I want to say it was 19 or 18 behind Nirvana, I think, and their Nevermind album. But that's neither here nor there. Keeping it going here from the Born to Run album. It is Vinyl Selection, Bruce Springsteen, 10th Avenue Freeze Out. At 10th Avenue Freeze Out, Bruce Springsteen, it is Vinyl Selection. We're playing the entire Born to Run album. My name is Ricky Aaron. I appreciate you making us a part of your evening. Now, the process I mentioned behind making this album, it was a long one, man. I think the recording process took like 14 months alone, over a year to record this album. So much pressure on Bruce Springsteen. This was his third album, his first album, which I think is fantastic. Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey, only sold about 25,000 copies. And his follow-up, The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle, let's face it, didn't do much better despite the caliber that a lot of people seem to look back and think it had. This was his last chance to make a superstar out of himself. Not only that he thought he was, but Columbia, his record label at the time, thought he was. I mean, this was the last-ditch effort. And yeah, he definitely realized that. When he actually heard the final mix of Born to Run after that 14-month process, he hated it. He hated it so much. He was staying at a hotel in Kutztown, Pennsylvania, threw the tape out the window into the pool. Brutal, man. He put so much pressure on himself. American music was changing at the time. Ultimately, what the final product was a success and one of the greatest albums ever. We'll talk more about it. Keeping it going here, though, Night. Well, 106.9 The Eagle, that was Backstreet's Bruce Springsteen from the Born to Run album. We were playing it in its entirety, Vinyl Selection. You know, I've been talking about the pressure that was on Bruce Springsteen for this album. It was his third album. The first two were somewhat disappointments, especially to Columbia Records. You know, he had signed with Columbia, and since starting making this album, the leadership over there had changed. And let's just say the new guys in charge at Columbia were not fans. According to the Springsteen's authorized biography, author Peter Carlin, he said that terrible sales for the first two records. They weren't really throwing a lot of trust down towards Bruce Springsteen on his third album. They gave him just enough money to make a single, and that was going to be kind of his audition. Are we going to go through with this guy on his third album? Well, let's see what this single has to do. He spent 6 months on Born to Run, perfected it pretty much. He had the title track, and as soon as the folks at Columbia heard it, suddenly, a change of tune. They were completely on board, all thanks to this song. The rest of the album came together after that. We'll talk more about it, but first, it's Born to Run. Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen, one of the most exhausting tracks on the Born to Run album. It is Vinyl Selection. We're playing it in its entirety. Ricky Aaron here. So, look, okay, they had the title track. Exhausting process. Took half a year to create. So exhausting that it forced Bruce Springsteen to kind of refill the E Street Band. That song brought Columbia suits on board. They suddenly had a lot of trust in Bruce Springsteen for this third album. Two members of the band quit. Ernest Boom quit the band. You had pianist David Sunkrist audition more than 60 people. Finally, pianist Roy Bittan and drummer Max Weinberg, they were hired as replacements. Look, if the original band thought that was exhausting, they had a difficult task ahead of them with the rest of the tracks, which Bruce Springsteen had in his head. He knew what the album needed to sound like. They just needed to put that on paper, actually make it. That seemed more difficult. Keeping it going here, She's the One from Born to Run.
With a cool of graces and a secret.
She's the One, Bruce Springsteen. It is Vinyl Selection playing the entire Born to Run album from 1975. Okay, so we have the new rebuilt, if you will, E Street Band. They're getting ready to record the rest of the album. They've got Born to Run in the sack. Columbia's on board. Everything seems to be falling into place. Not so much, man. The recording process was brutal in 914 Sound Studio, which is now legendary. However, man, it was an upstate New York studio, which was in despair. The band was frustrated, poor conditions. It was a long drive back to New Jersey where everyone lived. Some nights they would just spend the night in tents behind the studios. That needed to change. They could not make this album in these conditions. So Springsteen pleaded with the manager to bring someone in new to help oversee the recording process. That man was John Landau. You might know him as the Rolling Stone music critic, who said a year prior that he had seen Rock and Roll Future. And its name is Bruce Springsteen. He came in, moved him to a state-of-the-art studio in Manhattan called the Record Plant. There, Springsteen could focus more on each individual member, trying to recreate each individual sound of that album. A process that actually brought him to, I think, 16 hours with Clarence Clemons for the closing track, which we'll get to next. Just after this, from Meeting Across the River.
Eddie, can you lend me a few bucks?
106.9 The Eagle, the only classic rock station. It is the Vinyl Selection, wrapping it up here. The closing track from Born to Run, 1975, Bruce Springsteen. I had mentioned earlier in the hour that when Bruce finally got the final mix of this album, after a long, grueling, almost year and some change, he hated it so much he threw it out the window of his hotel. This was right before they were going to go on tour and showcase this album. I mean, this is the premiere of the album. All they needed was Bruce Springsteen's final approval, and he hated it. There's reasons why he probably hated it, because he didn't hate it for long. It may have been the stress or the exhaustion of making the album. I mean, this took forever. Everybody was exhausted, but everybody seemed to like it, except for Bruce. Fortunately, he seemed to agree with everybody else in due course how great the album was. And I think a large part of that is because of this closing track here. Coming up just under 10 minutes. I mean, what an epic way to close an album. A lot of time and effort went into this track. I mean, 16 hours alone went into the sax solo with Clarence Clemons. Every note over and over until it was perfect. Clarence actually said all we could do was hold on, smoke a lot of pot, and try to stay calm. Here it is, Jungle Land, closing up the Born to Run album from 1975. Hope you've enjoyed Vinyl Selection. We'll do it all over again next week. My name is Ricky Aaron. See ya.